Welcome to Just Travel Sis, the podcast for women who are tired of waiting on the group chat and ready to book the trip. I'm your host, Josie, your favorite voice note with a passport. Here, we keep it honest, unfiltered, and full of encouragement for the woman who's finally putting herself first. Whether you're flying solo, plotting your next girl's trip, or trying to convince yourself that rest is worth the PTO, this space is for you, because life's too short to wait. Let's make your travel dreams make sense. Hey sis, it's your travel bestie, Josie, your favorite voice note in podcast form. This is Just Travel Sis, where we unpack more than suitcases. Today's episode, it's for the girl who keeps saying, I could never travel alone. Spoiler alert, yeah, you can. You ever been at dinner solo and the waiter's like, just one? And you smile, but low-key your brain's like, yep, just me, just vibes, just fine. Today we're talking about solo travel. The fears, the freedom, and why it's not as lonely or as deep as you think. Okay, sis, it's story time. The first time I took myself out of the group chat. So I was scrolling like always, found a flash deal to New Orleans, flights were under $300. I screenshot, sent it to the girls, silence. A few heart emojis, a maybe, the usual. But this time, I didn't wait. I booked it a weekend, solo. First night, I was nervous. Checked into the hotel, and suddenly it was just me, my thoughts, a new city. But here's what happened. I danced with strangers in Frenchman Street. I ate beignets by myself and didn't care about powdered sugar on my shirt. I learned I didn't need someone else to validate the moment. I was the moment. Here's my main message. Solo isn't lonely. It's loud in the best way. Here's what I want you to know. Solo travel isn't about being brave or proving a point. It's about presence. When you go alone, things get louder. Your preferences, your curiosity, your ability to sit with silence and not feel awkward. A lot of us are so used to adjusting our joy for other people that when it's just us, we don't know what to do. But that's the magic. You get to rediscover your rhythm, your favorite side of the bed, your playlist, your pace. Solo doesn't mean you're missing something. It means you're making room for yourself. Here are some tips I want to share if you want your first solo trip without the drama. Thinking of trying it? Here's how to start soft. 1. Pick a place that speaks to your comfort zone, not your fear. A nearby city, a place you already love. 2. Plan one main character moment. Dinner at a rooftop, a scenic train ride, something that makes it feel like a movie. 3. Choose a flexible itinerary. Give yourself room to explore, nap, pivot, no overstuffed agendas. 4. Bring something that grounds you. A book, playlist, or a journal. Familiar things make new places feel less overwhelming. Sis, you gotta leave them. They ain't coming. You know the saying, everybody's ready to go until it's time to pay. Let's normalize not waiting on others before we travel and joy that doesn't need an RSVP. If you've ever taken or are planning a solo trip, I wanna see it. Tag at Just Travel Sis or share the moment with the hashtag solo not sorry. Next week, we're getting practical, a step-by-step guide to building a weekend getaway that won't break the bank or your spirit. Until then, stop asking, start packing. Josie out. You have been listening to Josie, your personal travel hype woman and certified group chat survivor. Just Travel Sis, the space where we get real about travel, life, and the excuses that keep us stuck. Whether you're packing a bag or just packing the idea in your mind, I'm glad you joined us. Come back next time for more of Yo Girl Josie and all of the Just Travel Sis updates.